有有有有有。I like the other theme song better.
Yeah,
we are back. Another episode. How are we? No, actually, do you know what? I'm not going to ask you how you are.
Because it's the same question. Yeah. Same question.
You
same
ask
as...
me how I am for once.
Yeah.
You rude, ignorant bastard.
So here we are. Two Beards Podcast.
Lovely.
Episode 9.
Is it 9?
Fucking deep joy.
Wow.
Isn't it great? We know what we're doing now.
Mm-hmm.
Bo.
Yes, mate.
How are you? How's your week been?
Yeah, it's been good. Been working as usual. But I've got a bone to pick with your fans.
What do you mean, my fans?
Your fans, your followers.
The crazy ginger cabby fans.
Yes, mate.
Be kind.
I'm going to be kind.
All right.
But.
Go on.
When you said, oh, when you want to do the tour, yep, let me know, because not only am I a threat, your friend, your fellow podcaster, but I am your El Manager.
Yep.
They email me
yep
at 9:30. And then message you at 9:45 and say he ain't replied. Like, I have a fucking life, mate. Yeah? Do you know what I mean? I can't just be sitting there waiting around to make you money. So if you email me and say you want to book something with Aaron, can you give me a few hours to reply, please? It will be much appreciated. Thank you very much. Aaron, how are you?
I'm all right. Better than you, clearly.
Mate, fuming. Every time you message me and say, this geezer said you ain't replied, go to my emails. I'm like, but you just emailed me.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I don't sit here waiting for them to email you.
People think that I pay you a wage, like so you can pay a mortgage and stuff. Do you know what I mean? So they probably think they expect you to be on your phone, on your iPad, or whatever you've got, being like, Aaron. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
These people don't realise that you do have a normal job.
Yeah.
You do get people to and from work.
Yes, exactly. Key workers, keeping the country going.
Yeah.
I'm an important member of society.
I will let them know.
Thank you.
I will let them know. So we do apologise as a collective. All right?
You're so...
But just be a little, but just
look
be a little bit better.
You're trying to save yourself. I'm sorry, fans.
Sorry, guys. But he means well. He means well. You will see this at the pub crawl that we're going on the 24th of April.
That's a little plug again there. I'll get it.
Yeah,
in
you
again.
Know, 24th of April, pub crawl along the Central Line. I am struggling to find pubs in the City of London that have an open outdoor area on a Saturday.
But.
Go on.
But. Did he not come out today and change the whole rule thing?
Oh, you've seen something I've not then.
That, like, every pub can open up a gazebo or a marquee, every boozer.
Oh, wow.
So...
Okay, that's new with me.
Not that everywhere is going to be able to, but I'd imagine places down, i.e., what's the one opposite Liverpool Street Station? Not Dirty Dick. No, not Dirty Dick. The one next to it. The one on the corner.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. The Woodbines, yeah.
Okay, that's got that big outdoor space, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
I'd imagine they can wax on it up. So that's going to change things.
Yeah, but you're going to get people that are pissed off that have gone and got their chai lattes walking their French Bulldogs on the pavement, so...
That's their problem, mate. Brick Lane's going
to
open.
You've had fucking a year to walk your dog.
Yeah, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's our time now. We're having beers.
We're having plenty of beers. Brick Lane will be open. So we'll be lively.
We'll fit in, won't we?
Yeah.
Fucking beards.
I got beard and ponytail, mate. I'm definitely fitting in.
Fucking my head's too big for a ponytail.
I might even take a glow stick with me. Right, let's get into football, because we're definitely going to argue. We're definitely going to get emotional.
I think so. I think this could be the last episode.
Yeah. Because I feel like you're going to wind
me up. My hands are fucking sweating now.
I feel like you're going to wind me up, because I know what you're going to say before you've even said it.
No.
And it's going to wind me up.
No, it won't. I don't think it will. It might wind you up, but you go first.
No, you go first.
No, would you give me a question and then I'll go.
No.
Okay.
You go first.
All right, okay. So, big game the weekend.
Yeah.
London derby.
Yeah.
West Ham versus Arsenal.
Yeah.
I said it that way because West Ham are at home.
Yep.
How did you think the game went, Bo?
No, I'm not answering until you give me your... Because I know what you're going to say.
No.
Because you said it to me basically the
You
other
just
day.
Said to me, you fucking asked me a question, so I'm asking you a question. How do you think the game went?
All right. I'll say it to you because I think... I'll say what I think you're going to say before you've said it.
Okay.
You're going to say to me...
Go on.
We're Arsenal... Going to West Ham, we should be winning these type of games, like every other Arsenal fan has said, yeah? That's what you was roughly going to say.
Do you know what? No.
You weren't going to say that?
No.
So what was you going to say then?
What was I going to say? I'm just going to say, schoolboy errors from Arsenal. Listen, West Ham are on a fucking good run.
Yep.
They're playing very well. They should get European football this year.
Yep.
I think so.
Mm-hmm.
God. mate, going 3-0 down in half hour is not fucking good enough. The second goal, I think it's a bit dubious with the foul.
Yeah.
I personally don't think it's a foul. But yet again, schoolboy, basic errors. Put a man on the ball, stop the fucking free kick from going early. And Leno, what the fuck is he doing for the goal? You don't agree with me for that?
No, I'm letting...
Do you think that's fucking great play from West Ham? It's just unfortunate.
I'm letting you go on. All right. Keep going.
Lingard, of course, he's going to fucking score because he likes to do his silly little dance.
Yep.
Yeah, I had a tenner on it.
Okay.
Lingard anytime. Did whatever. You? Yeah, it don't matter.
Go on in. Keep going.
But it was a 2-2 draw I had. What else was it? Yeah, I just think as a collective, going into that game, West Ham are going to be on it. David Moyes, I think, is going to be getting them. I know how they play. Callum Chambers, sorry, mate. He shouldn't be starting. I don't know why fucking Arteta started Chambers. I mean, I've got so much in my fucking head that it just fucking wound me up. And all right, the fight back's pretty decent. That's what you're going to go on. Great determination.
Do you know what? I'm not even going to go with that. It's part of it, but I'm not. But go on.
I understand. But I just think going 3-0 down that early, you have to be better. The goals we conceded, it's not like they were world-class goals and we got fucking ripped open.
Yep.
Right? I think that could have been stopped. It could have been a fucking easy win for us.
Yep.
Because the second half, granted, fucking give credit when it's due, we play well.
Yeah,
they could have scored a couple of other goals, but I just think it's I'm repeating myself from every other fucking week. It's just the same fucking shit, schoolboy error shit.
Yep,
that puts us into unnecessary positions. I'm telling you, yesterday I was fucking. I wanted to delete you out of my phone. I wanted to punch you through the screen.
Why? Why?
Because you're...
Why?
There's nothing wrong with looking at the positives.
I'm not... Right? I'm not looking at the positive, but this is what I'm going to say, right?
Go on.
So I go online and I see all these Arsenal fans doing the same thing that they do all the time. We should be beating West... No. Stop being fucking entitled. Say what you want. That them lot over there are shit hot this season, yeah? They're fucking powerful in midfield. You can't handle them. Mm-hmm. They've got boys up front who run. Mm-hmm. They've got Lingard who runs. Bowen don't give you a second to breathe, and Antonio holds everyone off, yeah? Yep. The defence is solid. The two fullbacks very rarely get beat. Koufal one-on-one is probably one of the best in the league at
Absolutely.
The minute. And Aaron Cresswell is up and down, yeah? Yep. So you can't just be entitled to think, oh, we should be going to beat them.
Nah.
They're fifth for a reason. We're nearly 30 games into the season now.
Yeah.
They have played once in 2 weeks. Once. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
We're probably one of the fittest sides in the league.
Yeah, yeah.
We have played Olympiacos twice and a North London derby. How many times do you see a club play in a derby, get right up for these big matches, and they have a hangover?
Yeah.
It happens time and time again, not just to us.
Yeah.
You've seen Barcelona beat Real Madrid, Barcelona then go away and lose 2 days later to fucking Elche.
Levante.
It happens. The hangover was clear. They wasn't ready in the first 20 minutes. They was not there. They wasn't ready. They wasn't set up. Their mentality wasn't there. He's resting players because they're clearly shattered. We had three massive games that everyone's sitting there going,
yeah,
I want to win them two against Olympiacos. I want to win this. And I'm not going to bang. No, don't put your hand up, mate. This ain't your school. Bear with me.
Yeah, go on.
I know you're going to say about the character, but Aaron, we would have been ruined. Yeah? Years ago, that would have been an hiding. An absolute hiding, yeah? Martin Ødegaard grabbed that ball every single time he could get it and said, give it to me, and he made stuff happen. Lacazette stepped up like I've never seen that geezer done, but he was creating chances. He was everywhere. What you're saying is 100% right. It's schoolboy errors. They're not switched on, and it's not good enough. I'm with you on that. But for Arsenal, yeah, what we're waiting for years is character, some steel, some emotion. Someone to grab a game
by
the scruff of the neck and say, we are not losing.
And that's what we've been fucking crying out for, what we were crying out for with Ozil. You know, to get by the scruff of the neck and give me the ball and I'll fucking go with it.
He grabbed that ball every time.
I know you want him, and I think every single Arsenal fan wants him to stay. Do you think we have enough, or Arteta has enough in his managerial ability to keep Odegaard full time?
I think he'll stay just because of what he said about what we said last week as well about wanting stability. He looks comfortable. The league seems to suit him. He's not getting run. He's not getting bullied. He's not. He looks physical enough for
yep,
it.
Yep.
And again, he does that thing the other day that I enjoy. Like, he looks like he's held on the ball for too long, and he hasn't. He just gets that right time.
He done it for the Lacazette goal with Pepe.
Mate, and then Pepe comes on, and Pepe makes a difference. Yeah. Like, we've been screaming out for all these things, but I'm with you. Yeah. The first 20 minutes is dog shit.
Yeah, it's just, as I said, most weeks that we do things like that, it's just it's the frustrating part. Like the Xhaka, like the against Burnley. Do you know what I mean? It's just frustrating. That's all.
Of course it's frustrating. But again, I'm going to harp back to the same thing I said, that it happened.
Yeah.
Fred done it. Fred blatantly done it against Leicester. Yeah. It's the same thing.
Had he not seen Iheanacho there, by the way?
I don't know. But if you're a goalkeeper or a footballer and you're playing the ball that deep into your six-yard box or Maguire's doing it, at some point you're going to get caught. I don't care who you are.
Yeah.
Unless you're Xavi or Iniesta, you're going to get caught. And that's what happens.
Yep.
So I'm not looking at... I'm obviously got the ump with West Ham because 3-0 down in 20 minutes isn't good enough.
Yep.
And I know I always look on positive. I know I might be one of them annoying ones. But like, I just think they could have completely cracked.
Mm.
And bear in mind that I know they had chances, but we had more chances. We could have gone on and won that. We haven't seen attitude like that for ages, Al. How many times do they go 1-0 down and their heads go?
Yeah.
2-0 down and their head's definitely gone.
Yeah.
3-0 down and you think with someone... You're just waiting for someone to get sent off.
Yeah. The goal before half-time was big.
Yeah, and you're not sitting there thinking, oh, we're going to come back here.
Mm.
And you have to hold your hat. But like you said, it swings around. There's pros and cons on that game. The first 20 minutes is crap. The rest of the game is basically unbelievable, to be
fair. Bit of a freak game, wasn't it?
It's a mental game. Mm. Like, it's nuts, but...
Game of the season?
I don't know whether it's game of the...
You can't think off the top of your head what the...
West Ham Tottenham.
Yeah.
Probably West Ham Tottenham.
Mm.
But I mean, you just got to hold your hands up as well and say they've been great this season. Like, yeah, they're in midfield, they're powerful. You ain't bullying Rice and Suchek.
No.
Antonio's problems.
Do you think they will stay?
Who?
Rice and Suchek with West Ham? I think it depends if they get European football.
Because
Rice deserves...
Rice is very good. Rice deserves to play European football. I don't know, mate, to be honest with you. I think they'll stay.
Yeah.
I want them to stay. I don't really want them. Where else are they going to go? You know what I mean?
When West Ham played, they just lost against Man City.
Mm.
Pep Guardiola, the way he was talking about Rice was if to say, I might fucking dip in here.
Yeah.
And just test their resolve.
Do you reckon he'd work in there?
Yeah, I think he could take over from what Fernandinho done.
And that run he done against us as well in the last minute, I thought, oh no.
He's like a Rolls Royce. He doesn't sprint, he gallops.
Powerful.
Like a gazelle, isn't he?
Powerful, though, isn't he?
Yeah.
Good, no.
Strong. Plays very well. Yeah, I do like West Ham. They've always been my second team.
Huh? You can't have a second team out.
No, you know.
I don't mind Leyton Orient.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's your second.
What if they was in the Prem?
But they're not.
What if they were in the Prem?
Then I'd hate them.
You like your old man for taking you.
You just said that West Ham are your second team. You're never going to live that down, now. You can't ever say anything to me again.
Okay.
No.
Never.
Never.
Okay.
Never. Go and blow bubbles, you knobhead. Speaking of Man City, do you reckon they'll do the old...
quadruple.
Four.
I don't see who's beating them, really.
Whatever.
Other teams in Europe, I'm not having...
None of them.
Nah, really. Not on Man City.
Well, they've wrapped the league up. That's done.
Easy.
They've wrapped the league cup up because they've only got them little club who can't even go to Zagreb and win while getting beat by a geezer who's in jail for 5 years.
How bad's that?
I mean, I know you said you didn't really want to talk about it.
I don't want to talk about fucking Tottenham, but in reality, you have to, didn't you?
It's funny, though, isn't it?
Yeah, but you'll have Spurs fans listening to this saying, oh, yeah, but look at us in the league, though. We're above you, you mugs.
Mm.
3 points off the top four. Bosh.
Did you see him again?
What?
Did you see what he done again?
Who?
Kane.
Yes. He's filth, mate. The reason he don't get fucking done is because he's English.
But
Shearer done the same fucking thing.
Yeah.
When he was at Newcastle. Filth, mate. Booting Neil Lennon in the face at Filbert Street.
Yeah.
Just play on.
Did you think it was a penalty?
I think it's clumsy, but the way Kane go down, I don't...
What, from Cash?
When he slid in.
Well, you think that's clumsy?
Well, he doesn't need to slide in there, does he?
Huh?
I'm just saying, as a football player, he doesn't need to have to slide in. It's not a penalty. I'm just saying, he doesn't have to slide in. Why is he sliding there for?
He looks like he's going to cross it. Well, you wouldn't want your right back to do that. I'd want my right back to do that.
Listen, know who you're playing against. Kane, Son, Ali, all fucking dive.
Who are you shouting at, mate?
You fucking melt. They all dive. They're all known for it in the penalty area. As soon as they get in the penalty area, it's like, search for contact and go down. That's what Kane does.
Yeah, no, I
so
get
be
that.
Better but, as a fucking right back.
But you have, if that's my right back, and my right back doesn't go to ground there,
yeah,
thinking there's a cross coming in, or doesn't go to block the cross because he knows he's
you go to block the cross, you don't need to go down on the floor.
But, but how else is he going to get it? He has to slide. The problem is, any other normal striker, I know what you're saying, you've got to remember, any other normal striker doesn't, he hasn't even gone for the ball. He forgot about the ball. He put it for the ball and then just carried on this way into the man.
Yeah.
Why is VAR not getting involved? Matty Cash is doing what I would want my right back to do. It's what 99% of right backs do. If you think the cross is coming in and you can't get there, you block it coming in and you slide. The problem is he isn't anticipating some cheater running
walk into him.
Diagonally into him and not even playing the ball. He's put the ball behind him and just carried on running. Like, hang on, what's the point?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I get that, but that's what it comes down to, knowing who you're playing against. And I get when you're in the heat of the moment, you're in the game and you're making these decisions.
Yeah.
But you're a professional football player. Do you know what I mean? You are the elite.
Mm.
You're playing in the Premier League. Know the players that you're playing against. So management should be going, like the defensive coaches should be going into the defenders, like the back four, and say, when these fuckers get in the 18-yard box, don't lunge in. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Don't just stand your ground, do whatever.
But then what happens if the cross does come in and then that scores and then that goes in? Then the right back's at fault there. The right back in that situation can't win. The right back's done the thing that any normal right back is probably taught to do.
Then the centre halves and the centre midfielders and the left back should anticipate that the right back ain't going to do his job. So be on point and do your job.
Yes.
So if the ball comes in.
There he goes. Look, speaking from big centre half, El Matador.
But
at that's the back.
Thing. But as a centre half, me being a centre half.
Left-footed,
cultured. I've got to anticipate that my left back,
because
I've left-sided centre half, left back isn't going to stop the cross. Because if you think, oh, he's going to stop the cross, and then you don't, and then your striker comes in behind you and then taps it in for fucking like 1-0, 2-0 or whatever, that's my fault.
Mm.
Not necessarily the left back because he ain't stopped the cross coming in. That's my fault because I've lost my man.
So what would you want? So would you not expect your left back to be sliding in there and trying to make an attempt to block the ball?
Yeah, make an attempt to block the ball. But and what he'd done, theoretically, was correct, but realised that the player you're doing that to is a diving piece of shit and will walk across your path in the hope of getting hit. They've done it since Pochettino was there. They are fucking filth, mate. Kane. Oh, but what if he done it for England? Fuck England. We're not talking about England. He's a diving piece of shit. Look what he done to Gabriel. Nearly took his fucking head off.
Yep.
All this in the air bollocks and nudging in. Everyone can see it.
Yeah, I know.
The knobheads in the fucking doing the analysis in the studio, but the refs can't fucking see it, and they don't act on it. They should look at on Match of the Day and be like, "Fuck me, Kane's done this every single fucking game this season." So when I have him in.
I'm not going to
stand. I'm going
to
be like, if he does it in my game, up you get.
Wow.
This is why I didn't want to talk about fucking Tottenham.
Wow. Whoa.
Can we talk about something else?
Are you all right, mate?
I'm all right. It's getting on my nerves. This is how I was yesterday when we went 3-0 down.
Well, and then you got me singing Kieran Tierney songs.
Yeah.
He came over from Scotland to play in red and white. EH Tottenham Hotspurs, and he is dynamite. He's the best left back in England. He's our number three. Fuck off Andy Robertson, because we've got Kieran Tierney. Ole, ole, ole. Yeah, and then like, you got me singing stupid songs whilst you're sitting there fuming.
Yeah, but yeah, that's. Listen, you look at it from a. You like Matty Cash, no doubt. He's doing his job. That's what he should be doing. Kane's the one that's a fucking cheating piece of shit.
Basically.
I just think the right back should just be a little bit better. No,
you're planning. No, I'm just thinking. I hear that. But do you not think he's doing what he's been taught to do? Yeah, you block the cross,
yeah,
you slide
course.
In, you block,
yeah.
you anticipate that cross is coming in because, like I said, you're not going to expect the man to turn back and do that.
Yeah.
Do you not think that it's hard to change that just based on who you're playing with? Because natural instincts, if your natural instincts are going to kick in, and you probably do the same as a centre half. Yeah, your instincts are going to kick in. You're going to do the same thing. You might decide you don't want to get tight to someone, or you want to get a bit tighter, or you want to stand off them. But to change the way you're going to block or anticipate a cross coming in, that might be a little bit hard just to change it because of who you're playing against.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, again, in training, when you're playing against your Ollie Watkins or whatever, and they're not, no matter how good you think Ollie Watkins is, he ain't no Harry Kane.
Yeah.
This is why Kane is at the elite. Do you know what I mean? He's clever in everything that he does. Yeah, all right, we're saying he's a diving piece of shit, but he's clever, gets away with it, don't get pulled up on it, it's working.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So, look, I am with you, but it's just if Cash wants to then go on to be better, obviously a learning curve. Next time he plays against that prick, he ain't going to do it at all. He'll look to block the cross, but anticipate that stand up, you don't need to slide in. Take a lunge, do you know what I mean? To make yourself big. But yeah, I don't know. It just frustrates me because I was hoping that they'd have a hangover, bashed out of Europe, they're going to crumble. We're going to overtake them, but we ain't.
You've had a really bad weekend, didn't you?
Yeah. Yeah. I've ate well, as you can tell by my gut. But yeah, it is what it is. Just frustrating. Like, yet again, I mean, we could have, would have, should have. Shit happens. Get over it.
It doesn't matter, mate. We're going to win the Europa League anyway.
Of course we are.
Back to the original question before we got interrupted by them. So Man City.
Yep.
You think they've basically won they've beat Spurs in the League Cup. They've wrapped the league up. That leaves the FA Cup and the Champions League. You don't think there's no one in the Champions League who could touch them?
No, I think the team that will trouble City is them. It's their mentality on it. But like what you've said, when he played against Spurs a couple of years ago, and he drops five or six players.
Yeah, because he gets his ego.
Pep goes weird. Yeah.
He tries to be cleverer than what's actually necessary.
Yeah, he tries to justify as if to say, I don't just have a great 11.
Yeah,
I've got a great squad.
Yeah, or he likes to say, I'm a genius. Look at this mental thing I'm gonna do.
Gundogan, by the way, how many goals this season? Yeah. 16 goals this season, I think.
I told you, he's player of the season, 100%.
Yeah, I'm with you there. Yeah,
I did say that, didn't I? He's been shit hot. Ow, so. You said to me the other day you wanted to discuss something. It was something that we spoke a few weeks back. We were picking our squads, and Southgate's picked his squad for the next three games. Mm-hmm. What was your thoughts behind that? Mainly the Trent Alexander-Arnold exclusion.
I think that's the biggest one. I think when we done our squad a couple of weeks ago, we were going on the basis of possibly what, one, he should, and because they've played the qualifiers, Gareth Southgate won't deter away from that. He's fucking thrown that completely in the water. For Trent, I think it's a bit harsh.
So do I.
I think it's a bit harsh. He's still the best right back in the league, or at the English right backs.
It's a risk though, isolating and excluding probably the best.
What an outlet he is, by the way. Alright, he's not the best defensively.
But it's not that, but he's probably the only one in there who can switch the play.
Yeah, like that. On a counter attack.
He can spread. He can go from defence to attack literally with one pass. And there's no one else in the back because Wan-Bissaka can't do it. Reece James can't do it. No. He's the only one who can do it. And you're going to risk isolating him and excluding him months before a massive tournament.
Why do you think Southgate's done that?
I actually have no idea. I don't know what he's getting out of it.
It can't be form because Eric Dier is
in it. Yeah, exactly. And he is absolute trash. He's honestly trash. How he is even in it, I have no idea. How he even comes into thought of being in the squad.
Where does he play? But it's the utility man, isn't he? Centre half, so centre mid. Yeah, no, but this is why I put him in my squad. Because I said to you, that's what I think Gareth Southgate will do.
Yeah, I know. But then these tournaments come around once every 4 years. I don't want a utility man. I don't want someone who's just, we're taking because he can play everywhere.
That's like 98. You might have been too young, but 98, Glenn Hoddle didn't take Gazza.
Why?
Yeah.
I don't know what he like. It annoys me. Like, why are you sacrificing some of the youngsters who are going to be around for years? Mm. This is why Germany went on to win the World Cups and dominate, because they planned for situations for years upon years upon years. They got the youngsters, they got their crop. They said, these are the ones we're going to go with. And in 6-8 years, we're going to win major tournaments. And they did. We've got a group of players now, a generation of players who can do that.
Yeah.
And you're going to sacrifice it for Eric Dier.
Yeah.
Eric Diabolical. What is the point? Honestly, what's the point?
I think it's because he's bilingual, because he can speak Portuguese.
That might be the only possible...
So in case we get a Portuguese ref when we play the Czech
Republic.
That
might possibly be the only reason, but I just don't understand it. And do you know what? I sat there today in work, right, because I wasn't busy in work today. I'm never busy in work. But I was looking at the Euro 2021 squads. Yeah? Have you had a flick through by any chance? Had a look?
Other teams?
Yeah? You had a look?
I haven't, no.
Okay, who would you think on papers, the squad, who would you think in your head, off the top of your head, going to win it? And I totally changed my opinion today.
I've had two. Portugal and France.
Mate, I looked through Portugal's squad today.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Mm.
Oh, I didn't even realise, mate. Until I went through it, I didn't put it all together.
Mm.
Like, have you seen who's in it? Have you seen how many players?
I haven't seen, but when you look at the players that are individually at their clubs,
they've got Ronaldo.
Yeah.
They've got Neto. They've got Podence. They've got Bruno Fernandes. They've got Bernardo Silva. They've got Cancelo, the young left back at Sporting Lisbon. I can't remember his name, but he's worth like 80 mil. Patricio in goal. Neves. Moutinho, Ruben Diaz. Mate, the list just literally goes on and on. João Felix, and I'm looking at wow. Mm. But they're all going to go. None of their exciting young players will miss out. They're not going to want to drop. They're not going to take William Carvalho instead of Bruno.
But you know, it's just sometimes it's the England manager's mentality. They're doing a fucking Pep, aren't they? They have a sudden urge of, this is my fucking way and that's it.
That winds me up. That one's not stupid. Just take the best young players that we've got and let them go and play. So who do you think is going to win it then?
I can't look past France.
Mm. You're going with France?
Yeah, I think France. For all that talent that Portugal have got, and it is it a tournament a bit early?
I might go Portugal.
Yeah?
I'm going to go Portugal. Should we have 50 quid? No, 50 quid.
Yeah, go on then.
50 quid.
Sweet.
Whoever goes further wins.
No, you just said who wins it.
No, but would you pick two teams? So whoever goes further wins.
The French.
So 50 quid, yeah?
Yeah, lovely.
Lovely stuff. Right, so we put out a nice little post on our Instagram the other day, when I did, saying we wanted some suggestions of what we should do, what 11s we should do, what we should make up.
What topics we should talk about.
Yeah, that's the word I was looking for, topics.
I'm here all week.
Cheers, mate, thanks. Right. So we went with what topics. We had a couple of really good suggestions. So we are going to go with, if someone said to me, sorry, mate, I can't remember what his name was, but I want to go, it was Steve. So shout out Steve if it was Steve, but if it wasn't, sorry, John, right?
Basically. Just anything. You're struggling for a name, John.
Yeah, well, that's what
that's I'm gonna, it, just that's John. It.
Right, so it was either Steve or John.
John.
He said he wants to hear our 11... based on heartstrings. So players that might not have been the best, but mean something to us, why they mean something to us, and he wanted an 11 from it.
Yeah.
So hit me up, Al.
Right.
Let's start with yours. I want a reasoning behind it and reason sort of roughly why you've gone with these players, if possible.
Oh, that's right.
Like a whole reason behind everything. Ready?
Yeah.
Let's hit it with a goalkeeper.
Chilavert.
The Paraguay.
Keeper.
Yes!
Yeah. Is that you as well?
Yeah!
Yes! But this is why we're friends.
But why have you gone with him?
Left peg. Penalties, free kicks, scored like over fucking 50 goals in his career.
Is that why he went with him?
Yeah, should have been.
Right, here's why I'm going with him.
And I reckon he was a drug lord as well.
And here's why I'm going with him.
Go on.
Here's why I'm going with him. So I've said this to you before. I spent the majority of my time growing up, watching Revista de la Liga and Spanish football, my old man, yeah? It was a ritual, both Barcelonas.
Same.
Loved it. That's what we used to do. Yep. Then I spent the rest of my childhood playing Pro Evolution Soccer.
Same.
And Championship Manager.
Same. It's fuck me. And I didn't even know you when we were kids.
You know what I mean? That was my life. That was all I did.
Yeah.
Chevrolet, like you said, the free kick takes.
Chevrolet, you can't. It's not a car. Chilavert.
That's it. I can't say that, mate. Mate, come on, honestly, mate. This is me you're talking to. I don't pronounce half of my words properly. How many letters do I miss out?
You're completely buggered when you get a new set of teeth.
Oh, mate, I'm in a pickle, aren't I?
I reckon you're going to come back talking Turkish.
I'm going to whistle. I mean, I am banging trouble. But
Rooney does it, doesn't
he? How'd you say his name?
Chilavert.
What did I say? Chevrolet.
Chevrolet, yeah.
What is Chilavert?
Chilavert.
All right, Chilavert. Right, him, right? So taking free kicks. But on pro,
yep.
when it first came, he was the keeper, but he had a bulldog on his jumper. And I remember it vividly. He had a bulldog, and that's why I always played with Paraguay, because of the keeper.
Wow.
And he had a bulldog. So that's why he's my keeper.
Fair play, yeah, that's good.
Yeah,
that's
shout great. Out Chevrolet.
same, but different.
Chelavert. Who's your left back? What's your left back? Why is he your left back?
My left back is, yet again, from the Pro Evo days. It was, you got over the halfway line, three quarters power bar, wallop, Roberto Carlos. And it was the tournament when everyone knows about the free kick of the Le Tournoi against France. When you all right?
Yeah, sorry, mate.
That's what happens when you wear a moody watch. And the geezer behind the balls actually went to move out the way, didn't he? Because he thinks he's going to get hit. Yeah, it's Roberto Carlos, mate. It was him or Lizarazu. I love Lizarazu.
But
Carlos, probably just for that one goal. And I remember he scored a goal, I think it was against, it was either Real Zaragoza or Espanyol. And he was down near the corner flag.
The corner flag. Was it Mallorca? It might have been Zaragoza.
He's hit it with the outside of his left foot. And it's gone in the top corner.
Yeah. I remember.
Like from the fucking byline.
But why? Why Lizarazu?
Because the French 98 team.
Yeah.
I really, really liked because of fucking Vieira Petit and all that. But just Carlos for me, because that the R's, wasn't it? All the R's. Brazil.
That's cute.
That's so nice.
Mine was.
And his fires were fucking massive.
Yeah. Good set of fires, mate. That's why I'm trying to do my squat thrusters during the day, trying to get fires like
so
that.
So, just quickly, though, I think our squads or our teams, our 11, are going to be slightly different because, like I say to people, that your football knowledge is outrageous, right? So, you're probably going to pluck people out from the Isthmian League or something similar. Do you know what I mean? The people ain't even going to fucking know about.
No, I think there might be one that I don't think someone knows about, but I think the majority of them they'll be all right with.
Go on.
But my left back... I don't know, there might be no one. I don't think anyone's going to know him. But my left back is Matty Lockwood at Leyton Orient.
See what I mean?
Yeah, but no, I know he's not...
Like, sorry, Matty.
I know he's not Roberto Carlos. Shout out Matty Lockwood, right? But he's because obviously my old man's Tottenham, and I'm Arsenal, I weren't going there and he weren't going with me.
Yeah.
So we met in the middle, and it was the old Orient. That's where I found my love for Bovril, and that's where I fell in love with it. And Matty Lockwood was the left back. And we used to sit there where he used to play, and we'd see him when we'd go over there.
5 yards of him.
When we could, and he'd always go like that. And I was only young, and it was like, yes, number three, big Matty Lockwood.
That's like when you go to like those 3D movies, like at Disney or something, and then it's like they come out, and you're all wearing your glasses. And I remember going to one in Disney, and it was like I'm sure it was the Muppet Show, and they pointed at you, and they point at you, and you're like. Dad.
Yeah, that's it.
Mum, they pointed at me. Yeah, Dad, at me.
Matty Lockwood knows who I am. Wallop. If only he could see me now.
Matty Lockwood, Disney legend.
Only if he could see me now, shouting on my land sofa. But yeah, I've gone with Matty Lockwood, mate. Who's your left centre half? Who've you gone with?
My left centre half is Nesta.
Okay. What's your reasoning? Why? How?
So I'm just gonna give you my other centre half.
Yep.
Just quickly. So Nesta and Cannavaro.
Okay.
Champ manager.
Yep.
I always wanted. Oh, sorry. It was Arsenal. Clearly, always wanted to get Cannavaro.
Yep.
Nesta was always tricky.
Yep.
I couldn't get him until 2 years later. But
Championship
got,
manager 97, 98.
Yep.
Got to be in it.
Cannavaro. Yep. And Nesta. Yep. Honestly, Cannavaro at Parma. As a centre half, they were just the bollocks.
Yeah.
I was actually going to go for Yap Stam.
Okay.
I loved Yap Stam.
Did ya?
Yeah, brute, hard piece of shit, mate.
Solid geezer.
Yeah, but I was just trying to steer away from a few prem teams. But Cannavaro, Nesta, Italy.
Oh yeah, you said that. You like the old Italian league, right?
Growing up, watching it on Channel 4.
Can't beat that, can you?
No, so yeah, Cannavaro and Nesta for me. They were... Yet again, playing Pro Evo.
Yep.
Very similar Pro Evo champ manager. It's just, they were my go-to centre-halves. If I wanted some centre-halves, it was Cannavaro and Nesta.
Oh, good shout.
Because the Italian league at that time, like the late 90s, early 2000s, the defence, the Italian defenders were the main dogs. Mm. So it's like if you were scoring 30 goals in the Premier League, you're going to score probably 10 or 12 in the Italian league. It's not that easy.
Yeah, 100%.
Who's your centre-halves?
So I've gone with Roberto Ayala.
Okay, yeah,
Just for growing up, Valencia.
Yeah.
Again, it was Pro Evolution. I always played with Valencia as well because I played with Valencia and Inter Milan as it gone on because there's another man further ahead in the pitch that comes from Valencia.
I know it is. Number 8. Can I just say it?
Go on.
Ruben Braja.
No, nope, not him.
No? Okay. But
good try. But the main man is ahead and we'll talk about him in a minute. But I went with him.
Oh, you've just fucking, yeah.
And I went with Big Taribo West. Bosh!
The hair, innit?
Oh, mate, Taribo West, Premier Manager 98. Didn't matter who I was, wallop, I was in there, little couple £100,000 bid, secured him, went on to win the league.
Taribo 100% West, yeah, Taribo West.
What a man. Every time.
Yeah.
Love Taribo West. What's your right back?
Lilian Thuram.
Funny enough, I got the same right back.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, Thuram. I think he weren't underrated. I don't think he was, but World Cup. Juve fucking won the lot.
Mm.
But you can't beat him.
No,
some people will go Cafu.
Yeah, but that's what I was just going to say. Like, so you have a lot of people they'd mention the same people. So you can Cafu. You got your David Dani Alves. He doesn't get mentioned enough.
Nah.
And he was, like you said, he was shit hot.
Yeah, but he could have gone centre half and all.
Yeah,
like, he was that strong. So it was. I was either going to go the two Brazilians or the two French, but I thought I'd snap it up a bit and have Roberto Carlos and Lilian Thuram.
Lovely, good one. I'm enjoying this, mate. This is good.
It's all right, isn't it?
Yeah, mate. Yeah. Who's your defensive midfielder? Well, sorry, have you gone in, what's the formation?
I've gone 4-3-3 or 4-3-1-2.
Okay.
It's very attack-minded, but this person is the least attacking out of the midfield.
Go on then, here we go.
Ronald de Boer.
Okay.
Ronald de Boer. Ronald and Frank de Boer.
Yeah.
Again, chat manager, tried to buy them both.
Yep.
Always got Ronald.
Mm-hmm.
Never got Frank. Ronald de Boer for me, it was the time that, yet again, the 98 World Cup, and we've got Dennis Bergkamp, Mark Overmars.
Mm.
I loved Edgar Davids, Seydolf, fucking Philip Cocu. Honestly.
There's loads, isn't there?
Yeah, Michael Reisiger, Aaron Vinter. Fucking Aaron Vinter, fuck me.
There's so many players that we could have said that
Patrick Kluivert. Have I not put Kluivert? Oh, Jesus Christ. I have not put Kluivert in there, by the way.
I struggled with Kluivert because he was, mate, when we get to the centre forward, there's so many that I wanted
so
to put
hard.
In. I don't even know how I've settled, but there's and I'll probably change once I get there. But there was so many.
Who's your defensive?
I'm probably not going to know him.
Go on.
Old Spanish, Raul Betis, Hassan Sal.
Essence out, yep.
Yep, did you know him?
Yep. Did he... Who's the geezer that played for Villarreal? Did they not look quite similar?
Yes, they look... Yeah, bald.
Balded.
Yeah. On the right wave.
Yeah.
Free kick specialist.
Yeah.
He was a...
He
was the man on Pro Evo.
I do remember.
Because I bet it's on Pro Evo for me. We're up there. As well. Mate, I just spent my life playing Pro Evo, you know. I used to play with...
How do you pronounce it?
Pro Evo.
I call it Pro Evo.
I always say Pro Evo.
Evolution. Yeah.
I don't say my words, but we clearly know this, mate. Bloody hell. But I used to play with, shout out Leon, love Leon. Me and Rooney's mate Leon used to play, right? But we used to play first 1-50 wins. So we'd play like 100 matches.
Yeah.
And this was constant. And I think we'd done it about 5 times. We banged it out, mate. Mm. It was my life. It was every day.
Do you remember when Pro Evo used to be International Superstar Soccer and it was
International Superstar Soccer Deluxe? And you always used to get the ball on the right and you'd run and bang it top corner, always go in.
Yeah.
Do you remember FIFA 98 though? I think it was either 97 or 98.
Beckham was on that one.
And everyone used to be Qatar.
Yeah.
In the black and white kit.
Yeah. Isn't it mad?
Oh, I loved it, mate.
If you could go back, you would, wouldn't you? Just for like a week.
100%. Then they brought out loads, didn't they? They had, This Is Football. Then they had England Football with an England badge on the Three Lions, I think it was called.
I think I got to 2002 with the FIFA and I fucked it off. And it was just Pro Evo.
Yeah.
After that, solidly Pro, because I used to skip between the two.
Yeah.
Pro Evo. And then it got to... Oh, I don't even know when it got to. Maybe... 2008.
You don't plan now, do you?
Nah. 8 or 9, went back into FIFA.
Yeah. See, I was always Pro Evo. Always. probably until when FIFA brought out that first touch thing and Patrick Vieira was on the front of the case or he was on the advert.
Do you remember the street football? FIFA
yeah,
Street?
Yeah. I remember that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then that one come out and it was the analog stick that when you passed it to him, you could control the first touch.
Yep.
I think that's when I went over to FIFA.
Right.
But
okay.
Even now, I'm still playing pro now. Like,
still playing?
Yeah, I'm a football manager.
Sick, man.
I will never stop playing football manager.
No.
I'm addicted to football manager, mate. I'm bratting at the minute.
That sounds like what a shout that is, by the way.
It's good, isn't it?
Yeah, but fantastic.
Who's your midfielder next to him?
Next to him?
Hmm.
It's not even next to him. I've just put him in a line.
Yeah, got
Rivaldo.
Yeah, I struggled. Was it, I wanted to put him in there.
I didn't put him at the forwards. I put him in the midfield.
So you just put wherever you wanted to?
Yeah.
Okay.
And sweet. Then this one was my very first AC Milan top that my dad got me.
Yep.
When I was about, Jesus Christ, maybe 10.
Yeah.
Roberto Baggio.
Okay.
Yeah, AC Milan. I had the number 18 on the back and R. Baggio.
Yeah.
I fucking love that top. Honestly, I could cry about it now. My dad always got me everything.
Yeah.
Football-wise. Roberto Baggio. And when he missed that penalty in 94, I was gutted for him.
Mm.
Gutted for him. I was thinking, I want my hair like him as well.
Yeah.
My mum was like, because my mum was like a hairdresser, she was like, your fucking hair doesn't grow like that, you idiot. I'm 10.
I want it like that. Do it, mum.
Yeah, I want the three little plaits at the bottom of my hair. No. Mm.
It's mental how we've got like these associations with these players, isn't it? And you're always looking out for them.
But Roberto Baggio for me, because AC Milan, yet again, watching Channel 4 on a Sunday afternoon.
100%.
Going around me nan's for a roast. I know you don't like roast, but going around for a roast dinner.
Yeah.
My granddad saying to me, go and make us a cup of tea, son.
Yeah. But it's mental because you know me, you know I love my kits and I got untold. And I said it so many times that kits aren't just about, oh, look, I've got four kits are memories, aren't they?
Yeah, of course
they're half of the reason why you support... You like a different club to what you actually do. They mean everything. Do you know what I mean?
Kits I used to have, all the Dutch ones.
Yeah.
In 98, the World Cup. Oh, the World Cup, I had quite a few kits. I went to, we went on a family holiday to Menorca in the 98 World Cup. And I started that holiday, I bought an Argentina top. And then we got knocked out by Argentina in the World Cup, didn't we?
Yeah.
I didn't wear it for 2 years when we got home. People found out in school that I got the Argentina top and they were giving me torrids of abuse, mate. You fucking Judas, you ain't English, blah, blah, blah. You don't support us.
I always had a Germany shirt.
Germany,
for years, always.
I had the French as well.
Always, and the Holland. Do you remember when like the Total 90 kit come out and the Holland kit was all white and it had the orange diagonal stripe going down it? Yep. I had that in both colours.
I had the Brazil, the blue one, and the yellow one.
I had it with Adriano on the back.
Yep.
Oh, mate, I love football kits, mate.
Aren't they great?
Yeah, mate, they're beautiful things, aren't they? Even now, mate, just wear them.
Just
now they're coming back in
fashion. People like that, oh, you're 36, you're wearing a football kit. You're wearing fucking pinched chinos, you prick.
That, I mean...
Three high fives, this podcast, and it started so bad.
Oh, no, and on our pub crawl, I'm wearing a football shirt, just out of principle. Yeah, just out of principle.
We won't get let in anywhere, but who cares?
Who cares, mate? We ain't got to go in.
Wear a gilet over it.
We ain't got to go in because you can't, so I'm outside you muppets.
Yeah, try that one.
Yeah, wallop. Oh, that. Right, so what was it? Rivaldo and Baggio?
So, Ronald de Boer, Roberto Baggio, and Rivaldo.
Okay, I went with... My first one is Riquelme.
Nice. You know, we were talking about underrated him.
Him.
100%.
Him. Next week, by the way, people, we are going to do, and we want your suggestions as well. Let us know some players that you think. We're going to do an underappreciated 11.
Mm.
Players who didn't get the credit they deserved. Players who don't get spoken about as much as they should do. And Riquelme is going to be in that list.
Absolutely.
100%. Yeah. And my next one was my main man, Aaron. My next one was the main man. I remember I saved up my pocket money to buy this shirt just to put his name on it. And he...
Before you say it, I want to have a guess.
Go on.
Argentinian.
Plays for Valencia. Yeah.
It's one of two.
Go on then.
Ariel Ortega.
Yep.
Javier Saviola.
Nope, got both of them wrong.
Oh.
Da-da-da-da-da-da. Pablo Aimar.
Oh, mate.
Oh, the little tear. Ow.
But all three of them played for Valencia, didn't they?
I think so, yeah.
Aimar, Ortega and Saviola. I'm sure they did.
Yeah, Saviola. Yeah, Saviola.
He was known as the White Rabbit.
Mate, see Aymar. Mm. Pablo Aymar was a genius. Mm. Everything I could get him on, I had him.
Yeah.
What a man.
I've been to the Valencia Stadium.
The Mestalla.
Yeah. Beautiful. They were building a brand new stadium.
You haven't let me speak about Aymar. You've just interrupted me.
Talking about Valencia, so I'm getting so excited.
You bang out of order.
Sorry, come on. This is your show.
No, it's not. It's our show, mate. Yeah. I mean, I know it's the two beards, and I'm technically the only one with a beard. You've got like a little bit of facial hair. But, you know, I did a post on that because it really irritates me.
I know you did,
It really pisses me off. You know what I mean? When people say,
talk Pablo Aymar.
Pablo Aymar. He was a genius, though, weren't he? I remember I see the Valencia kit, and I think I see the bat somewhere. I can't remember. It might have been the flag or something like that. And I was like, I said to my dad, Dad, I want to change from Barca to Valencia.
Did he let you?
No, he was like, no, son, you can't change clubs. You can't do that. Otherwise, you should change to Tottenham from Arsenal. No. So he said, I'm not buying your Valencia shirt. I'll buy every other shirt, but I'm not buying you that. He went, you can save your pocket money. This was when he first started giving me the pocket money, you know, the old 20 quid a week. And I saved up specifically to get that shirt just to get Pablo Aymar on the back.
Do you remember where you went to buy it?
Soccer Scene.
Yeah?
Up Street. Remember that?
No.
Don't remember Soccer Scene?
No.
Shut up.
No, bro. I was an Essex knobhead, mate. I didn't start traipsing into London till I was about 18, 19.
Wow. Yeah. Oh, mate, I loved Pablo Aymar. What a genius. Mm. So, yeah, Asensio, pretty La Liga-based Asensio, Aymar, and Raquel, mate.
I don't remember Asensio, mate.
That's a good little midfield.
That's a nice three, that.
That's a nice three, isn't it? No one would expect them three. I think I've done well there, Al.
I think you have.
I think I've done well. Who's your left winger?
Left, sort of forward, left, forward. I think we've gone same here. Adriano.
No, we haven't.
No?
No, we haven't.
Okay. Well, yeah, Adriano's mine. Yet again, Pro Evo, over the halfway line, three quarters, power bar, wallop, top corner, 1-0, kick off again.
Okay, I was torn. There was two. That was really... do you know what? I'm lying, mate.
He didn't last long enough either, I don't think, in his career.
Do you know what, mate? There was four. I had four. That I was going back and forth with.
Yeah.
So I had, obviously, Ronaldinho, just because he's purely...
I thought that was obvious.
Purely
yeah.
my favourite player ever.
Yeah.
But I didn't go with him. I had Joaquin.
Okay, yeah. Another Betis.
Another legend. Betis. But I didn't.
And Valencia.
And Valencia. But I didn't go with him.
Okay.
I had Recoba.
Yeah. I thought you were going to go Recoba.
But I didn't go with him.
Okay.
I went with the Football Manager, Middlesbrough legend.
Janino.
Nope.
Ravanelli.
Nope. Sanli Tuncay.
You piece of shit.
Anyone, really? Listen, mate, any person who played Football Manager, when this geezer come out on it, it doesn't matter who you was, you was buying Sanli Tuncay. He was 4 mil. It didn't matter where you were, Barcelona, Real Madrid, you was buying him. And I remember when he come to Middlesbrough, I was like, oh my God, they've bought him. Why didn't we buy him? Yeah. He was only 4 mil. Then he done an overhead kick, didn't he? I was like, this geezer's a genius. We should have got him. Sanli Tuncay, mate.
Nice.
What
Very
a man.
Different.
What a man. If he was playing against me, you would ruin my left side, mate. Matty Lockwood and I'm in a pickle, mate. I'm in trouble.
On my right side, I've got... I know we're getting there. So yeah, I would have like Roberto Baggio and Lilian Thuram.
Yeah, you've battered me, mate.
Yeah, I think so.
I can't lie, you've absolutely ruined me.
Are we going to the right now?
Yeah, go on, Al, who's your right?
Mine. These can interchange, these three.
Okay.
But it's the greatest player of all time.
Who?
Ronaldo.
Fat Ronaldo.
Yeah, the original Ronaldo.
The OG.
I don't need to say anything else. But I will. His time at PSV isn't spoken about enough.
Mm-mm.
His time at Barcelona wasn't spoken about enough.
Yep.
Injuries fucked him. But even when he went to Real Madrid, I've gone past Inter, but even when he went to Real Madrid, he still tore it up.
Mm.
He could, even if you watch him now in like silly games, being fat.
Yeah, he'd still turn up.
Mate, he'll dislocate your ankles watching it. Unbelievable. Unfucking believable. I just remember in that over baggy Barcelona kit.
Mm.
And then when he went to Inter Milan, I was gayed.
Yeah.
I love Barcelona.
Yeah.
Same as you. But went to Inter Milan. Yeah. And then that's where my allegiance is from AC Milan.
Yeah.
They didn't have Roberto Baggio anymore and all that. Went to Inter.
Mm.
And then they started getting Christian Vieri.
Ooh.
Mm.
Ooh.
Don't antagonise me, I'll stab you.
Ooh.
With a comb.
Ooh, don't threaten people, because you know what happens. You can't do live videos. So you should probably wind your neck in.
Yeah.
On my right wing, you've just said his name, mate. You know I'm an Inter man. Remember when I said the wrong...
Oh, Recoba?
No, I put Christian Vieri on the right.
I put Vieri?
So he could cut in.
Very central. Oh, yeah, with the left peg, yeah. Sorry. Evo, yeah.
So he could cut in. I put him on there. Inter Milan were mine and my dad's Italian team. He was the first man I had on the back of my Italian shirt.
Yeah.
Christian Vieri, mate.
Yeah, great.
Who's your striker? This is going to be interesting.
My striker. And the reason behind it was my dad used to get me every single summer. So my birthday fell in August before obviously the season would kick off. So growing up, my dad always bought me every single season Puma King boots. They haven't changed their price at all. They're still £80 from fucking 20 years ago to now. £80. Puma Kings, studs. Loved those boots. And then this player introduced a football boot that had studs and moulds. My dad was amazed by it. And he found a gaff out in Charlton, a sports shop, doing his daily runs and all that, what he used to do for work. He said, let's go down to this sports shop and get you some of these boots. And I thought, all right, cool. Went down there, had a look. And then at the time, Arsenal's Paul Merson was my most favourite player. Mm-hmm. I loved Paul Merson.
Yeah.
And then I didn't end up going with this player's boots. I ended up getting Paul Merson's boots.
Yeah.
Right? High tech, flappy tongue down to the toe. But this geezer... I remember watching him for AC Milan, yet again. And he scored one of the greatest goals we've ever seen. Do you know what I'm talking about?
No.
Ball coming from a corner.
Yep.
He brought it down basically on his chest in his own box, run the whole length of the pitch and knocked it in. Arsene Wenger is spoken of by this player as one of the greatest men of all time.
Yep.
George Weah.
Is that who you've gone with?
Yeah.
Big George Weah.
Big George Weah.
That's a cool story, that, Al. Well, I'm impressed with that.
Yeah.
I'm really impressed with that. Well done.
My dad was
number four.
My dad was gutted that I didn't get the boots.
Yeah.
It was Paul Merson. Paul Merson. I cried when he left and went to Middlesbrough.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You loved him, didn't you?
Yeah. But George Weah, he was like a god.
Yeah. That's a good shout.
And I wish that we bought him. When Wenger came to Arsenal,
spoke
about George Weah and how close they were, I was thinking, fucking hell, we're going to get George Weah.
We're going to get him.
Dad, I need his boots. No, son. You got the high techs now.
That's a good story. Well done, mate.
Cheers, mate. Thanks very much.
That's good.
I didn't drabble on too much for you, did
No,
I?
That's what we needed.
Fall asleep.
No, that's what we needed, mate. So I went with Jurgen Klinsmann.
Sick man.
I didn't really, mate.
Sick man.
I didn't, mate. Listen, I was struggling, right? Struggling.
This is your number nine, yeah? Focal point up top. You've got Vieri out wide.
Yeah, and you're just going to be so disappointed with who it is. There's not no one world class. Like, I was so torn. I had...
fucking Danny Ings.
No, mate. I had Diego Tristan I was arguing about, because you know I love him.
Roy Mackay.
I was arguing about Roy Mackay. Who was the other two?
I want to play this game. I want you to give me the nation after all this. I want you to give me the nation. I'm going to have a go.
All right, mate. You should, mate, to be fair, you should get it pretty easily, right? Like I said, I love Germany growing up. Like Podolski, Schweinsteiger, Klose, all of them. Yeah, I loved. I asked Rooney, I loved them. Anyone who knows me will know I had a fascination with the Germans. When Schweinsteiger went to
United,
I was heartbroken.
Yeah.
When Podolski came to us, I cried. Like, I genuinely, you don't understand how excited I was. I was Podolski at football, mate. I was Podolski.
You've been Podolski in the group that we were in.
I'm everywhere, mate. Yeah. I can be whatever I want to be, my name. Yeah. But I loved him. And then I met him one day, Podolski, outside your court. And I wanted to picture with him and I was shitting myself. I had to ask a random bloke to go and ask him, can I have a picture? Because I wouldn't do it.
Wow.
I loved him. And I was struggling with Mario Gomez.
Yeah.
Because I loved him. And Miroslav Klose. and I didn't go with any of them. I went with someone who I have told you for weeks that I loved. Mm-hmm. And I don't know why I loved them, but I loved them. Who should it? Who is it?
Country?
English, mate. It's, mate, I've banged on about them. And my child, the pair of them, week in, week out, that for some reason, I grew up watching every week, struggling to find their games, but I found it.
Oh, yeah.
Just to see this one geezer play.
Ellington?
Nathan fucking Ellington. Out of everyone in the world, I went with Nathan Ellington. I don't know what it was about them two. I have no idea, but I was fascinated by the pair of them. Every week, I would watch and think, these two are amazing. I would go and be Wigan on Football Manager. I wanted a Wigan shirt. I wanted everything to do with Wigan just because of these two.
Do you reckon that people would be shocked by our strikers? Our focal points? Ellington and George Weir?
Probably, mate. Probably. Out of everyone that we could have had, with, like, some of the players, especially me, some of the players I've picked are nuts.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think people will be shocked. But it's like, I didn't want to do all the obvious ones because everyone likes Ronaldinho, and I think the players that we've picked, like, we like them for a reason, similar reason.
Yeah, so if you do pick, Ronaldinho, it's like, well, that's obvious.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, who's gonna pick Tunchai and Nathan Elliott and Matty Lockwood? Do you know what I mean? It's mental, but that's the point of what we was doing, to find out why we like these players and what it was. But yeah, I don't know why, but Nathan Elliott and Jason Roberts, mate, I was fascinated by him. Like, I don't care.
He's going to be buzzing.
I want to find him and I want a shirt from him.
Put him here.
Yeah, I want him sitting there. Nathan, if you're watching this by any chance, let us know. If anyone... Aaron must know Nathan Ellington.
I don't think he follows, but I'll have a go.
Someone must be able to find him for me and get me a shirt.
Nathan Ellington, where is he?
Yeah, where are you, Nathan Ellington? Now. If there was a BBC show, where are they now?
Yeah.
Where's Nathan Ellington?
Where do you think he is?
I don't know, mate. Probably in one of them bedrooms that Dion Dublin's trying to sell. Here's the stairs leading to the bedroom.
Always lead to the bedroom, Dion.
Oh, that was great, that, mate. I've thoroughly enjoyed that. It's been an hour, but we did have one more request from someone. So we're going to crack on and do it. We're going to have a little conversation about it. We're going to have a little back and forth, and we want to hear everyone else's opinions.
Yeah.
The 10 greatest sportsmen or women of all times.
Mm-hmm. Do you want to do like a sport and then go? Sport, go? Or do you want to just rifle off?
Listen,
10?
let's just rifle just off a few, because I'd imagine 6 or 7 of them are going to be the same.
Yep.
Yeah?
So, golf.
Right, so we'll name... Right, so Woods?
Tiger Woods, yep.
Right.
Golf.
Tom Brady?
NFL, yes.
100%.
Yep.
Michael Jordan?
Yes.
Ronaldo or Messi, either one, or you putting both in?
Yeah, you've got to put both.
You've got to put both in, didn't you? Yeah. So you're going to go Messi and Ronaldo.
Serena Williams.
So you've got to go Serena. You've got to go Federer.
Rog.
You can't leave... Right, so that leaves three.
Yeah. So what sports are you fucking talking about, innit?
Where are you going with them three?
Rugby.
See, I was going to put rugby in, but who would you put? I can only think of two.
Alan Wynne Jones.
No. I can only think of two that would justify going in it.
Will Carlin. He's got a beer named after him.
Nope, still not having it.
So two.
Are you going to be sensible or are you just going to make random jokes?
Jonah Lomu.
I wouldn't have
gone. That's a heartstring though, sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah, go on.
I'm either going Dan Carter. Or I'm going Richard McCaw. I can't think of many more that you're going to put in there, and I don't even think they justify going in it, because we haven't even touched Michael Phelps and Usain Bolt yet.
Yeah. Carl Lewis.
How on earth do you argue with that? And then...
Michael Johnson's in there for me, because I think I sent it to you. I said about Michael Johnson.
I'm putting Floyd Mayweather in there.
Yeah, wow. Boxer, yeah.
Mate, how can you not put Floyd...
Joe Calzaghe.
How can you not... No, Floyd. I'm only having one boxer, and it's got to be Floyd, mate. How can you not have Floyd? How can you not?
Probably because of the fucking shit show that was against McGregor.
Yeah, but he done that for the money. He didn't care about that.
Oh, no, of course.
But he has to be in there.
Yeah.
For me.
He's money Mayweather, isn't he? He brings money to whoever's fighting him. He's going to be a rich guy.
And then he beats him.
Yeah. Comfortably.
He's got to be in there.
That's 10, isn't it? Is that 10 or 9?
Well, I don't know. So
I mean, what sports are you talking
about? So we said 3. And then, and I know it's not a sport, but if we're going by success...
Phil the Power Taylor.
Darts, mate.
5... We're going 5.
I don't know, mate. I don't really watch it that much. But, like, any fat bloke who...
No, I meant 5 i5.
Oh, sorry. Sorry. I thought you meant he won 5. Yeah. I thought you meant he won 5. But, yeah, I'm going... He could be in there. How?
Ronnie O'Sullivan, snooker.
No, I'm not putting him in.
Rocket Ronnie.
I can't stand... Oh, snooker's the worst sport. Snooker's worse than darts, mate. Then what about Mike Modano, mate? NHL. Big Dallas legend. Remember him on NHL game.
Mighty Ducks.
Oh, yeah, mate. You got to put, what's it?
Toronto Maple Leafs.
You got to put the goalkeeper in for Mighty Ducks. It's the goalie. Mate, I'm telling you, it's hard, isn't it? It's hard. It's nice.
But then, I mean, you're a golf man.
Yeah.
We know this.
Yeah.
Is Woods above Jack Nicklaus?
No, mate, Woods is above all of them, mate. Doesn't even come close for me. Because he's done it in so many generations, because he's beaten so many different, like, start because when when he come in, you had the older lot, you had the Faldos and all that mob, yeah? Then you got into the VJ Singhs and all that. Then he starts beating old McIlroy. Then he starts. Then you got, like, yeah, exactly. Then you got Jim Furyk, you got McIlroy and all that mob. Now he's come back and won the Masters. Now he's beating all the other mob, like the ones who hit it. Absolutely miles.
Old beefy, yeah.
Look at Big Bryson DeChambeau, decides he wants to, instead of cutting, did you see that?
No.
You don't. No. So you don't wait. So there's like a par 5, it's about 500 yards, yeah. Water. The route is straight left, yeah. That's what everyone does. Some people, you can go over the water and cut like a little bit.
A couple of 100 feet off. DeChambeau, what do you do?
This dickhead just went that way. Just absolutely lumped it, mate.
Did it land?
You're nearly like 400 yards, mate. Just absolutely gloved it, mate. Just, oh, mate. And
Bubba Watson had a wallop on him and all, didn't he?
Bubba Watson's probably got the greatest sling of a golf club ever. The ball just does mental. Whatever he wants the ball to do, it will do.
Yeah.
Oh, mate, unbelievable. The hook, the slice, he's got it all in his locker. But DeChambeau's just changing golf. Mm. Like, he's just changing it.
Changing it to the point of where it could get to Woods.
No, not...
Or changing it in more people are taking notice of it.
I think he's changing it in a way that it's becoming a little bit more of a...
Entertainment.
Like, he stepped up, he went up to there, and everyone knew what he was going to do. But he was teasing them, so he pulled out his little club. So they thought, oh, he's not going to... Then he pulls out the driver. Then he's like, "Way!" Then he's giving it, "Way!" And he's doing it, and he's changing it, and he's making it more entertaining. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So when Huddleston comes on, or we go and play golf,
yeah,
I'm going to... DeChambeau in, mate. I'm gonna absolutely nail it straight in the bushes.
I've told him and you, I'm your caddy.
And then I'm gonna say mulligan, mate. Yeah, he's changing it, but yeah, Woods. Like I said, Woods has done all these different sets of people. He's just undoubtedly for me, Woods has to be in there. But then Phelps has to be. How can you not put Phelps?
Cricket.
Oh, we didn't even think about cricket. There can only be 2, though. There can only be 1 of 2.
Go on.
Who are you going?
For cricket?
Yeah. Because we're going to have someone different here.
I think Peterson.
Huh?
Yeah.
Shut up. No, you're just being a dick. No, no. That's the end of this podcast. See you next week.
Go on.
It's got to be Tendulkar.
Oh, Sachin.
It's got to be Sachin Tendulkar.
No,
or...
I told you. Mine's Brian Lara. But that is that more of a heartstring thing?
Possibly. I'm either going, it's either Tendulkar or it's got to be...
Pick an Aussie.
It's got to be Warne. Or Muralitharan. But no, I would probably go Tendulkar. If I'm putting a cricketer in, I'm putting Big Sachin in.
Yeah.
100%. But then Phelps has got to be... Like we said we agreed on...
Curtly Ambrose.
No. We agreed on 6 or 7. That just shut that down, didn't it? Sorry, mate.
Courtney Walsh.
Nope. Darren Goff. Andy Craddock, mate. Steve Armisen. Big Freddy.
Oh, loves a beer. Stevie Armisen.
Yeah, big Stevie Armisen.
Old Johnny Bairstow.
Oh, Ricky Ponting.
Ponting.
Ricky Ponting, yeah. But yeah, it's Sachin. So that we agreed on 7 and said there's 3. And then there was Mayweather, Phelps, Bolt. Mate, it's hard.
Phil Taylor.
Oh, I don't think anyone who's over 18 stone can be the greatest sportsman of all time. I think we'll just push
it. It's not a sport, though, is it, darts?
It's not really, is it? It's not. It's a pastime. No. Sorry to anyone out there.
It's a fantastic sort of drunk hobby.
Yeah, it's not a sport, is it?
Nah.
It's not.
They get on the sauce.
It's a sport for lazy people.
Yeah.
It's a non-athlete sport.
Imagine what they're like at throwing stones.
Yeah, I bet they're quality, aren't they? Man, they just skip.
Like, some of us get, like, 3, possibly 4 on a good wave.
Yeah, they're getting 11.
They're getting, yeah, 11, 12. And you're hearing it.
Echo as it keeps going. Boom, 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 boom. And it's probably saying their name as well. Phil, 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 Phil. It's hard, isn't it?
Yeah. Are we dragging this?
Yeah, I'm going to end it right now. Yeah. That is the end of episode 9. It's been another week.
Yeah.
Thoroughly enjoyed it.
Absolutely. Do you want to, should we tell them about the underappreciated 11 again? Just to plug that just quickly.
Yeah, we're going to do that. So once again, next week, we're going to be back. We're going to be doing an unappreciated 11. So we're going to talk about the players in our squad who we feel don't get the appreciation that they deserve, don't get spoke about, don't get in the limelight as much as we think they should. Let us know who you think's in that as well. Also, if you've got any topics, any ideas, anything you want to hear us talk about, you probably don't. You probably think, I wish these two dickheads would stop talking shit. But if you do, please let us know, and we'll be back again next week discussing everything international, I believe.
Yeah,
international weekend.
Yeah, absolutely.
Aaron, you like to do the socials, I let you do it.
Yeah, we catch us all on the usual podcast stuff, Spotify, iTunes and all that. On my YouTube, Crazy Ginger Cabby, follow us both. Bo the Beard, all the underscores. Crazy Ginger Cabby, all the underscores. Thank you very much, and we'll see you April the 24th as well for the pub crawl.
Can I say, Aaron did text me the other day. He said, mate, I don't mean this in a weird way, but I really can't wait to have a beer with you.
Yeah.
We are thoroughly looking forward to it. We genuinely hope that people turn up and it's not just talk. We really hope people turn up. It'll be a good laugh. Lovely stuff. But remember, I ain't buying you a beer. You're buying us.
Yeah.
Peace. See you next week.